there, all of my audaciously wild women. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here because we are tackling a topic that so many entrepreneurs struggle with, and that is the permission to pivot. Pivoting your business can oftentimes feel really scary. It can feel uncertain, and sometimes you can feel as if you are a failure. Depending upon how long you have been in business and if this is something that you are truly passionate about, we oftentimes carry these emotions bottled up within us. But I want to share with you why pivots are actually powerful moves and one that require resilience, faith, and strategic leadership. So if you've ever felt stuck or overwhelmed or just felt as if your business no longer fits you and you want to go through this whole either rebuilding or refining process, this is going to be the episode for you. So let's jump into point number one, and that is why pivots are so strategic, and we have to look at them as strategic moves and not setbacks. Pivots are not oftentimes viewed as something that is super powerful. I believe that when we think about why we are pivoting our businesses or why we are pivoting our brand is that we have this mindset that I failed in some capacity. So since I failed, whether this is you hitting your goal or not hitting your goal, we oftentimes equate that to us not being at the stage or us not being where we should be. But there is a sign that is oftentimes attached to pivots, and that is a sign of growth. They are strategic course corrections that are allowing for you to evolve in the vision that God has for you. I created this quote and it says that the vision isn't lost, but the vision is expanding. And sometimes when we're pivoting is that we have to understand that the vision that God has given us is that it was oftentimes probably in a seed form. But now that we are in a state of our business where things are perhaps like we're in a scaling phase or a growth phase, is that we have to understand that vision will expand, right? And so when you are pivoting, you have to understand, you have to choose courage. You have to choose courage over comfort. You have to understand that there needs to be action or you will stay in a stagnation space within your business. When I was in this phase of me evolving, because we were on our second expansion, and when I decided that I wanted to expand and pivot, is that I realized that I could either be super reactive to this state of where I felt as if I no longer like was fitting in the exact vision anymore. I felt that the way that I was leading and the way that my business was operating, I felt as if I have evolved from that. And so I had the opportunity of me either staying in a state of where I was stagnating and I was plateauing and I felt as if I was living in someone else's business, or I could allow myself to be uncomfortable for a little bit of time until I course corrected and got in the space of where I felt like God was calling me to. And so you have to really embrace the ideas that real leaders will embrace change as a part of their journey and not as a detour or a dead end. Like, just because you are evolving or you are pivoting your business doesn't mean that this is like it's a all in, like things didn't work out, so that's the reason why I'm pivoting. And that's going back to what I mentioned beforehand, is that pivots are not a sign of failure, but they are a sign of growth. So as a leader stepping up and rising in the marketplace, is that you have to really embrace the idea that throughout this journey, there will be a lot of detour moments. There will be a lot of moments that as a leader that you have to allow yourself to naturally grow into, right? So I want to move into the second point, is how to know when there is a moment of where God is calling for you to pivot or when God is calling for you to evolve. I had this thought process because I was outside doing my walks. As you guys know, I go on my daily walks, and I saw a post and it says that, you know, here is how to know if you have outgrown your brand. And I believe that some of the times is that we oftentimes believe that a pivot or evolution of the brand is oftentimes the same thing, because you could pivot your brand but still be in a state of where you're still within the same industry, you're still probably having the same ideal clients, but it's just like a pivot. Like, I want for you to think of it like a strategy, right? So sometimes is that we oftentimes believe that, hey, since things are not working out right here, it's now a call for me to evolve my brand. But I want for you to look at it because a brand evolution is not just going to be based upon strategy. It's oftentimes based upon the leader and your identity being shifted, not so much as strategy being shifted. Because some of the times is that we need to shift out of strategy. We don't need to like go and evolve our brand. It's like we have to know as leaders, like if everything is still working, I still feel connected. I still love exactly what I do, the audience that I serve, the price points, and things are perhaps a little bit slower. I need to pivot the strategy and not evolve the brand just yet. Okay. And so you have to ask yourself, is that, am I still aligned to this? Am I still feeling very called to showcase my expertise in this industry? Am I still operating with the state of peace? Do I feel excited, or is there some sort of resistance that's associated with it? Right. And so after you ask all of these hard questions, and I'll probably have like some show note questions that you could ask yourself, is to go through those questions and then also to go and seek wise counsel on this too. Go and pray for more clarity to see if you feel like, based upon the people that's closer to you, to feel like, hey, does it seem like externally that I'm like disconnected, like my content, like I'm not creating content as fast, or does it seem like, oh, I'm stressing about money? Like what, when you think of me in the conversations that we have, where do I seem like I'm at? Do I seem overwhelmed? Do I seem frustrated? Do I seem as if I'm operating from a space of peace, from a space of clarity, from a space of a deeper knowing that I'm still called to this space and that I have to probably just, you know, get some new branding or elevate a strategy? Like, what do other people think of when they see your brand? I have people within my circle that I have conversations with very regularly. Like, I would call up my sisters or call up like women within my close network, and I would ask them about certain things, and they will tell me like, you still seem as if you're connected, or you feel as if you're disconnected. Like, you feel like it seems like you don't even want to do X, Y, and Z anymore. And I realized that, like, okay, I could lie to myself, but I feel like the people around you, someone said to me is that other people see you better than what you see yourself. And so you could lie to yourself and say like, oh, I'm in this position or whatever you're feeling, but other people see you better. So connecting with people within your close circle who can really understand you and know exactly what it is that you're processing through. Okay. The third point is that I feel that oftentimes there is a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear when it comes to us giving ourselves permission to either pivot our brand or to evolve. You know, it was a lot of fear when I decided that I wanted to step away from being a business coach and step into being a business advisor, which is still the same exact thing. It's just a little bit more, more strategic. But there was a lot of barriers, a lot of things that I was processing through. I had this idea and it was so paralyzing. I thought like, oh my gosh, what if I don't make, you know, money? What if I can't sign clients as a business advisor? What if I messed up my business and I made everything crumble? Like, what if all of the things that it just, you know, all of these mental barriers and also mental spirals were starting to come up. And I really had to realize so many things within this moment. I had to realize that number one is that if things were to crumble, that I am the type of person that I'm always very proactive before things actually crumble. So I am very like alert, where I would know if I'm at that state of my business where things are like crumbling. So I have to let go of the fear of what others would think about me. And that was my biggest like process within just being an entrepreneur, is that I was so connected with other people's thoughts of me. So I was thinking that, what would people think of me if I'm no longer a coach? What would people think of me if I raised my prices? What would people think of me if I said I no longer wanted to work with X group of people? What would people think? And that was my biggest barrier with pivoting. And it may be yours also too, where you are locked into the fear of judgment. You are bounded by the fear of man and what man can say to you, and how man can define you. And I'm going to go a little bit more about identity, but I really want to draw this in, is that you can really be paralyzed. You can be paralyzed like how I was. I had a conversation with someone and I was going back and forth and sharing them about the vision. And I was so paralyzed. I just really thought, like, what if I lose everything? What if I can't sign clients? What if everything that I've built, people know me from helping them to make money. People know me from doing this. And it's like, God, you're calling me over here, but I have to make sure of this. And it was like this big tug of war. And I was so paralyzed. I was paralyzed in my own fear. I was paralyzed in what others would think of me. And I was just like, God, what if I make a mistake? What if I can't lead these women in this new level? What if I can't lead a strategy? And it was like, Andrea, first of all, this is so crazy because you have done this for years, okay? Like, you have led women in the same exact, like almost like the same exact strategy for years. You're just changing out your title. So what I want for you to remember, if you found yourself in that storyline where you feel God is calling for you to pivot and to lead differently, is that you have to understand your worth and your identity is not attached to your business, your finances, or the outcome. You have to be deeply rooted in God and who God has called for you to be and who God has made you to be in this season. Everything else, it doesn't matter. Once I became super grounded on my identity in God and who God was calling for me to be in this season, I created almost like this deeper surrender. Like I deeply surrendered and I let go of the titles. Like I even let go of the fact that we made $250,000 in sales. I said, God, if I can't take this with me, then I just leave it here. If this is going to be the thing, if I feel that I can't lead because I had certain success in the past season, and if that is the reason why I can't go into this new space, then I let it go. God, if I feel, if that means that I have to change up and not serve Christian women because they won't probably accept me in this new season, then God, I let it go. Change, show me who I should serve in this season. I'm not connected to this as much as where I start operating out of disobedience. You get what I'm saying? Is that you have to allow yourself to go through those processes, and it may be hard. I sat with this for a few months and I said, God, I want to be so deeply surrendered to this. So disconnect me from everything that I would try to hold on to. And I went through this deeper healing process where I realized so much about myself. And that's a part of business where you just realize so much, where you really have to, and it's going to lead me into my fourth point, is that you have to anchor your identity. You have to anchor your identity, and not in your business model, but you have to anchor your identity in God. When your anchor is in your calling and not your business, pivots oftentimes feel less scary. It's not so much about what would people think of me as much as it is that this is a natural evolution of business. This is a natural evolution as a human. I'm not 19 anymore, right? Naturally, I am getting older. So why am I having this disconnect? Have I been in a space for 10 years? I have to know that, hey, you're older now, right? You're older. And just as you are no longer 20, and you have, you're now older, is that you have to apply that same principle to business. Is that when your identity is anchored in your calling and what God has allowed for you to walk into and who God has called for you to be, pivots, they are not scary anymore. As I said, they are a natural evolution to business. Just as you are getting older, so is your business. You have to allow yourself to evolve. You can't be afraid. Going through all of this, and I want, if you're still afraid, and we got one more point. If you're still afraid, go back and pause this, replay it, and go back to the first point. Because I want for you to know is that you have to allow yourself to grow. Evolution is a part of life. It is going to feel less scary when everything is not about you. When it is about God and it's about your calling and it's about your assignment, it's no longer about God. What about me? I was making everything about myself. When I had all those fears and what ifs and judgments, it was all about me. It was all about my feelings and who would judge me and rejection. A fatherhood wound started to come up. The orphan spirit started to come up. And as I said, is that I anchored my identity in God. And I had to understand that business is a tool, it's a platform, it's a way that God is calling for me to express and to fulfill the purpose, but it is not me, it's not my identity, it doesn't even belong to me. a lot of people, they'll say, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. And one of the things that I oftentimes correct within my program is that we get to do this. We don't have to do it. It's that we get to be a part of God's plan, and that I get to work alongside of God. I get to co-labor with him. And so it is not about me as much as it is about the kingdom, as much as it is about God, and as much as it is about women understanding that freedom, financial freedom, that they can flow in God's creativity. And the more I make things about myself is that pivoting, evolving my brand feels scary. The more I make things about myself and I operate from this sense of pride, the more I feel nervous and afraid to do it, because I am dependent upon my own natural strength to in order for me to carry out the assignment. So the mindset shift that I want for you to create is that I am exploring the new avenues of God. Like when we think of the angels in heaven as they center around and they've been singing holy, 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 you know, for billions of years. And as they center back around and they see this new wave of God and they see this new era of God, then it's like, God, I thought I knew you, but now I'm understanding your creativity in a whole new light. I watched this video on YouTube and this lady, she said, God, how can I worship you for eternity? And she said, the Lord said to her, it's because I'm going to show you so many parts of me that you never even knew existed. So every time you see this new part of me, you're going to worship me even more. And that's what I think of. It's like the mindset shift is that this is so endless. And if I get into a state of mind where I'm feeling as if this is that I've met the all, like all of God, then it's like, okay, then I put the biggest cap on God. I have to understand that when I started my business, or when you started your business, God just showed you one reign of his rulership. God just showed you one reign of his creativity. As you allow yourself to evolve, you are literally being like the angels in heaven, where you are seeing just God in his fullness and new lights and new ways and new avenues. But when you bottle that up and you don't allow for yourself to really understand and to explore the nature and the identity of God, you oftentimes feel as if you can just only operate from this past anointing, this past oil. But God is like, I want to show you something new. I want to use you over here. But you have to allow yourself to go through that entire process. The last point that I will make on this is understanding the power of pivoting and how this whole process is really about understanding the challenges that's going to come and how we can use those challenges to really power you in this next season. I don't believe that it is about us having all the answers. And I believe that's why a lot of us don't give ourselves permission to do it, because we feel like, God, I need to know the answer. I need to know where I fit into this. But as a leader, is that you have to understand that there is going to be so many challenges, unique challenges that fit your life and your business and the struggles. There's going to be so many challenges. But you have to break it into smaller steps. I gave myself a year and a half to do a pivot. And most people, they'll rush into it and they won't think about that really in this state is that you are walking blindly. And running and rushing into it is that you're not going to see all of the emotional up and downs, uncertainty, excitement, fear, all of the things that go into this, the miscommunication with your clients, the miscommunication with your audience. And how you'll have momentum and you'll lose the momentum, and how you just need to be surrounded by people who understand you. When we rush into those pivots is that we don't give ourselves the time to truly like catch up with it. But as a leader, what I want for you to understand is that give yourself permission. When you give yourself permission is that you are automatically giving yourself time, because there's going to be, as a founder, you're going to come against a lot of different things that I probably would never go through, but based upon your story is that God's going to have you to go through those things. And when you are stepping in this season is that you have to be a little bit more alert and being more aware, because you are in a state of where you want to pivot and you want to grow, and there's going to be a lot of new challenges. I had this conversation with someone inside of my program, and we're talking about identity, and we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about giving yourself permission to lead and to be the woman that God has called for you to be. And that means no longer coaching from this burnt out mode, or no longer probably being in this emotional support for your clients. But the thing is that if we don't take our time through this process and be and to surround ourselves with people that understand it, we can oftentimes find that this season is a very heavy season. So to close this out is that I want for you to give yourself permission. I want for you to anchor your identity. Understand that God has called for you to do this, and that every pivot is in a brand evolution. And I want for you to listen to this episode again and again and again, especially if you are in your pivoting season. If you are in a season of transition and considering a shift within your business, is that give yourself permission to pivot. If you want support in this particular strategy, faith, or just to be around a network of other women, I invite you to join Inside of the Audaciously Wild Network. Inside of the Audaciously Wild Network is that you'll find a room that will help you to lead with clarity, understand these women are operating with the same resistance, resilience, and the same boldness that you have, and that when we are together operating and really truly walking in this space, is that we can come together and we can collaborate and we can use our resources and really understand what it looks like to scale in this particular season, and normalizing everything. Normalizing like, hey, this is a business problem. This is an identity problem. This is a leadership problem. Normalizing those things. So I want for you to go ahead and click the link below where you can access the Audaciously Wild Network, where we'll start to pivot your season with purpose and really step into the woman that God has ordained and called for you to be. I'm so excited for your journey, and I cannot wait to see you inside of the Audaciously Wild Network. Until then, I'll talk to you in the next episode.